First Kings chapter 4 verse 31. For he was verse 30, Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. That's okay. But look at verse 31. He was wiser than all men, from Etan, the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Dada, the sons of Mahol. And his fame was in all the surrounding nations. Who are these men? Etam, Heman, Chalcol, and Dada. They must be among the top elite wise men of the earth during those days. You examine it very carefully. Some of these men are possibly the same men that you hear about in the music ministry. You hear names like Heman, Dada, Chalcol, name when they classify those in the music ministry in Chronicles. So there was a comparison made among the wise men in Israel and the wise men of the world. Wise men a musical man. They may not be able to play music, they may not be able to do that, that's different profession. But they know and appreciate that invisible realm that harmonizes with that. So there is a direct relationship in that. And David did that. He harmonizes it into all these people. A tremendous truth. Music came from God. In heaven, we will all continually have music. It's important for us to tap into that spiritual flow of God's life that's harmoniously flowing today. That is why your tongue sometimes sounds like singing, because they tap onto the flow, the melody of God. And as we yield to that constantly, there will be a higher realm of intelligence that the body of Christ will move into like they never move into. Can you imagine what will happen? Singing accountant, singing engineer, singing businessman, singing professional people, singing because the Spirit of God is singing in them. And these people have no stress like the world has, because they are in harmony. And most of all, they are in health. Why? A merry heart. Well, what is being merry? Singing. James says, let him who is merry sing psalms. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So if you can imagine that that harmony and that music and that joy brings health, if it affects your physical cells and blood, how much more it affects your brain, your intellect, the clarity of your thinking, the depth of your thinking, the width, the height, the expanse of your thinking, and how much more even the spirit realm. Oh, hallelujah. It's an area of great neglect. So from this day forth, tap on that. It's a key to tremendous development in these last days, where we're going to see inventions, we're going to see things. Like the body of Christ is not going to just function within the church. The body of Christ will rise and astound the world. The best and the cream of them will rise on the body of Christ. But first of all, we must get these truths. The best scientists, the best engineers, the best accountants, the best managers, the best professionals will start rising in these last days. Because in these last days, the body of Christ will spread and affect every strata of society. But it starts at God's throne. Wisdom, praise, and worship. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you. you began to reveal to us a truth as old as this world, but as fresh as the daily songs we hear in you. And Father, we ask, O God, that you develop this truth in our life. We know, Father God, that the potential is there in your people. How to bring it forth, O Father. And we ask, O Father, that you teach us more this truth. We feel that that little child that is just beginning to experience something new. We feel like we are just peeped into an open door of treasuries. Oh God, this is a tremendous truth. And help us to enter through that door and experience musical developments and harmony developments in our life that will cause our brains and our mind to function in creativity. That we will flow in your wisdom. That we will draw out from the treasuries of Jesus' wisdom what eye has not seen and what ear has not heard of the things that come from God. Things that will astound the world. Things, oh God, that will affect the very lives of every single human being on the planet Earth. We pray, Father, that your wisdom will arise in our life. And this day, put a new song into us. Put a new song in our heart. Put a new song in our lives. Put a new song on our lips. And draw us into your presence, Lord, in that musical realm, that we could be fully all that you're meant us to be. And we promise to give you all the glory and all the worship and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Shall we stand together? Oh, we worship you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We are standing. Oh, if you're here right now and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is now the time to pray. And we want to pray with you. If you have never known Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right now as you sing that song, step up from where you are. Come to my left here and we will pray with you and lead you to Jesus that He can come into your heart and transform and change your life. And also, in your life, you sense that you've reached the limits of your career, of your development, of your mind, It seems that you just want to move further and that there's something blocking. Sometimes it's like dark cloud, sometimes anxiety, sometimes confusion. This is not for everybody. Once in a while, some of you may experience it and you get over it through God's word and His spirit. But especially for those of you who have this, what I call mental blockage. There's always this mental blockage that comes in whatever form, in anxiety, in fear, in confusion, and your mind just cannot break through. And you want to tap into this mind of Christ that we're talking about. Just find it there. It starts with music and worship. You try everything under the sun. One key, in fact, the main key, is that musical harmony that comes from God. Music and worship. And we're going to pray with you in that. If you need help, to the extent that you need us to pray with you, we will. So let's sing that song again. Let's born again here, others, different ministries, areas of ministry, all over. And we pray with you right now. We are standing. Oh. I want those who minister together with me, come out right now, stand in front of these to minister to them. Those of you who came here, just lift up your hands to the Lord, close your eyes to concentrate on Him. He's okay, just let Him sit there since He's alright. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands to the Lord right now. Thank you, Jesus. Right now. Now before you minister, let me pray a special prayer. Thank you, Jesus.